Talking with Heath Sanders, of course, with the Great Plains Canola Association. Heath, I know you've been getting around the countryside a little bit, and the canola fields I've seen, for the most part, looking really good, but obviously they have burned down because of the colder weather.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. Well, we've been pretty cold the last few days, and this canola is what I call in dormancy or hibernating mode. It has really melted down and just sitting there waiting on the warmer temperatures, longer growing days coming in the spring. Cosmetically, it looks pretty rough, but if you go out there and brush away those leaves, you'll see those growing points, the crowns still alive. If you're a farmer concerned or a producer concerned, go out there and check your fields. I'm still seeing a tint of green across the field, and you reference, you know, years past where maybe the canola stayed a little greener throughout the winter. This year, we're not going to see that. We're going to see a lot of burnt leaves, brown leaves, white leaves, stuff like that through the field. But as long as that growing point is still green, it's still alive.
The big difference I've noticed between last year and this year is the stands.
We got a lot better stands, especially in northern Oklahoma. I've seen bigger canola, more robust canola plants. A lot of this canola was in really good shape, good size before the cold snaps came in. There's a lot of good looking winter canola out here this year. A lot of guys pretty happy with their stands. There were some guys that, you know, planted. We got those hard rains and they had to replant. They've got a little bit smaller canola. They've got a mixed bag. They've got some big canola mixed in with some smaller canola. Anyways, but that canola still looks good, and, you know, we got guys making those decisions to top dress right now and get things ready for the 2014 season.
Anything, you obviously said, you know, you can go out and take a look, make sure those growing points are still in good shape. Anything else we need to be watching for as far as bugs or anything, really?
You know, it's always good to go out there and check and see, turn over some leaves and see if you're finding some aphids starting to creep in. But generally this time of the year, everything's just kind of tucked away, waiting on things to grow up or to green up and start growing, and that's when we typically see some insect pressure come in. But it's always good to be out looking and making aware of what your crop looks like, checking the progress, checking to see if anything looks out of the ordinary. But, you know, obviously, guys are thinking about, you know, maybe top dressing here at the end of this year, first of the next year, definitely be thinking about that.
Obviously, if they see too many problems with weeds, if it is Roundup ready, they do that application as well at some point, or, you know, maybe wait until it starts growing again or what?
Yeah, you know, as cold as we've been, even the weeds are not really what I call actively growing. Now, possibly this week we've warmed up some, and those weeds are starting to start growing again. But when we get slammed real cold, it just really, everything really stops winter crop wise as far as growth progress. You catch a few days, and if you've got some weed problems and they need to be sprayed. If they don't, if you've got a few weeds here and there, it can probably wait until, you know, February time to hit those weeds. But try to have a few days of warm weather above 50, 55 degrees before you spray your Roundup, and you'll get much better results.